You are listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. You are tuned in to Sadder Star, an emo radio show here on Wednesday evenings. My name is Chelsea. And today's episode is going to be the third installment of a series I've been calling Girly Girl Emo. All of the bands on tonight's playlist have femme vocalists. And I guess my loose goal with this series is to highlight the women of emo, since this is typically thought of as a pretty like male-dominated scene and genre as a whole. But women are definitely a part of emo, have always been directly involved in the scene through being in bands, organizing fests, doing mutual aid, running labels, making art, feeding and housing bands, etc. All of it. Also, trans femme folks in particular are definitely a huge part of the current screamo community as well. So definitely not only talking about just cis women here. And this playlist that you're gonna hear tonight on Sadder Star is pretty dynamic, ranging from like soft indie stuff to more like metallic hardcore and everything in between. So starting out, this first track is called Angel Angle. It's by Crash and Brittany, who were from Sacramento in the mid-90s. This was released on their 1996 7-inch. So thanks so much for tuning in to Sadder Star on X-Ray.
Thank you.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show on X-Ray FM, and this is the third installment of Girly Girl Emo series on my show. All the bands that you have heard so far and for the rest of the show all have femme vocalists, and heard a lot of really great stuff. Let's see, what you just heard most recently was a band called Mayakovsky, who are a pretty new screamo band from New Jersey. They just released an EP a few days ago, and it's on their Bandcamp if you're interested in checking it out. That is the first track off of that EP called God Bless My Heart Man. And before that, you heard Gordon Rule by Waltz off of their split with Moonraker. And Waltz was a Florida emo band, and I feel like that was one of the best 90s emo splits of the era, in my opinion. Love Waltz a lot. I feel like they're like pretty, I don't know, fly under the radar in terms of like femme fronted emo a lot of the times. Before that, you heard Three by The Brightest Comet, who was a short-lived Portland band from the late 2000s featuring Andy Camp, who is most known for, I guess, playing in the bands Ribbon Fix and Stella, and she has a lot of other projects. She occasionally still plays around Portland, both like solo. She has a lot of solo music, and I think her current project is called The Holdout. The Brightest Comet had a collection of demo tracks that was never officially released, but just like floating around the internet, so that was one of them. It's a really sweet song, I think. And before that was Hole Inside by Malcriada off their split with a band called Jewel, who were from the Bay Area in the mid-90s. Before that was a pretty, I would say, intense hardcore band called Aresh Kigal, who are from Minneapolis. That track was called, and it has a really great title, My Landlord Will Be the First to Go. And that's off of their 1999 7-inch. And before that, you heard Fun Is Buying a Boat, a short song by a band called Durga, who were from San Diego in the late 90s. I feel like you could definitely hear that like weird San Diego kind of sound in their music. And they have members of the plot to blow up the Eiffel Tower, which they sound pretty similar to. Really cool band. They have some other music. I recommend checking them out. I hadn't heard of them until fairly recently. And before that, you heard Isabel Hates Claire by The Assistant, who were from New Jersey and most famously probably featured Tom Schlatter, who was in a ton of legendary screamo bands, including You and I. A lot of their music is pretty like technical and crazy, again, like kind of leaning into a more metallic sound. But that song is very emo, and I really like that song by The Assistant. It does not sound anything like their other music. And we started out the hour with Angel Angle by Crash and Brittany. And we're going to keep things going with The Names of Our Friends, who are a local Portland-based all-trans femme band. They rule. This track is called Integrated Pest Management off of their album Should We Know Better Than to Wonder. If you like this band and are interested in seeing them play live, they're playing here in Portland this upcoming Sunday at Blackwater. So really cool opportunity to see them. They're playing with Hears, who are on tour from Philly, and Carry On Spring and one other band, so it'll be a really great show, I think. Again, this is The Names of Our Friends. You're listening to Girly Girl Emo 3 on Satterstar.
We'll be right back.
You're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM, and we're just about to finish up today's episode, Girly Girl Emo 3. Thanks so much for tuning in. You just heard an extremely sweet song called Baby's Fire by Daddy's Hands. I don't think that track was actually released on anything, at least that version of that track, but Daddy's Hands was a pretty prolific weirdo band from Victoria, BC, who featured Emily on vocals, which are very haunting and high pitch in a lot of their music, and Dave Wenger, who is famously of 90s emo band Breakwater and also M Blanket and Ache Our Credo. Both members tragically passed away and left a, beautiful and strange musical legacy of their discography in Daddy's Hands, which I really love. Again, that was Baby's Fire. Before that, you heard Too Cold for Summer by The Makeshift Sky. I honestly have no idea how I found this band. I just found out that they're from Vienna, Austria. In the late 90s, they never officially released anything, but just had a handful of demo tracks, which is what you heard. But I really love how rough the recording quality is on that. It makes it feel really special, I think. And before that, you heard Unchosen Strings by Makara. And they were a late 90s screamo band from Cupertino, California. And their members were in many other legendary emo, screamo, hardcore, whatever bands, such as Mohinder, Jenny Piccolo, Welcome the Plague Year, and many more. Pretty crazy band. Yeah, that was Makara. Before that, you heard Bubble Jug, who were another weirdo hardcore band from the mid-90s from Virginia. That track was called Personal Atlas. Then before that, you heard Pain and Decibels by The Horeste, who were a screamo band from South Dakota in the late 90s. And all the members of that band were like very young teenagers. They're supposed to release music with like Page 99 and another band that didn't end up happening. And the vocalist named Carissa passed away around 10 years ago or so. So RIP to her. Before that, you heard kind of a UK emo block. You heard Month of Birthdays, who were from the late 90s, honestly released a lot of music and had like pretty weird long meandering songs. That track was called Heightened off of their Heightened EP. Then before that, you heard Futile Theoretic by Ravikal off of their EP called The Revolution of Everyday Life. And they were a 2010s emo or screamo, whatever you want to call it, band from the UK as well. And then we started out that block with The Names of Our Friends, again from Portland, playing here on Sunday. And to finish up tonight's episode, let's see, we're going to hear a band called Ramona Forever. This track is called Pain of Letting Go off of a split with another band called A Thousand Never Enough. This was released in 1999. Thanks so much. so much for tuning in to A Sadder Star this week and every week. And thanks for, listening to my playlist highlighting all femme vocalists within emo. So much fun putting this one together. Again, this is Ramona Forever. Thanks for tuning in.